CLX Mobile.
Six CLX Mobile, monitoring.
CX, hey Mike.
In six CLX, what's going on?
I'm out right now, how about you?
I'm making the trip home.
I wanted to talk to you all. I just wanted to say hello. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I'll be in the black coal up here in Harrison County on 25 here shortly.
Well, I'm just starting out, so I'll be here 25, 30 minutes, depending on traffic. Glad to hear that big diesel in there, though. Definitely manlier than that, what were you driving, Suburban?
Excursion.
I saw your buddy. I was behind him the other day. Another Matco tool truck. It had to have been your buddy because I didn't see an antenna anywhere on there.
I'm the only one who's got one. And I'm the only one driving a Peterbilt right now.
Doing anything new?
Paying attention, trying to recover my business that I lost with no truck. So that's taking a little bit, but we're working on it. It's coming around.
Yeah, I'm just trying to hang in there. I'm not worried about the job. I'm just trying to hang in there to not be bored at work. This freaking economy, man. We need more Biden bucks.
Economy's killing me, too. Can't get anything. That's been a big hurdle also. But I'm going to have to hop off here because I'm coming up on that black hole real quick. You're probably starting to notice some scratch in my voice already.
Yep, you're scratching all right. Sound like an old record. I'll talk to you on the other side. N6CLX, standing by.
YA Mobile, testing repeater.
Trying to catch it about 15 miles back, and I couldn't hardly maintain the repeater. This is Luke on KO4OYA, mobile in an 18-wheeler. How you doing today?
Okay, Luke, KO4OYA, N6CLX, this is Mike. Doing good. Yeah, this repeater carries pretty good through the upstate. If you're on 85, it'll carry you from Spartanburg all the way over to the Georgia border or opposite.
I'm actually on 26. I guess this is considered westbound. I'm headed north towards Asheville. This load's taking me all the way up to Richmond, Kentucky.
That far, but Patrick, I was just talking to, it takes them about Hendersonville. This repeater's up on Caesarhead Mountain, so you start getting in the shadow over there somewhere.
But is Peter the guy that sells tools?
Gadget, sorry.
Guy that sells tools for a living? Drives around in a tool truck?
His name's Patrick. He drives a Matco truck.
But I actually live down in Taylor's, and whenever I first found this repeater, him and I chatted for a little while I was driving through the area.
He had an accident. Someone hit his truck, totaled it. So he's spending a lot of time traveling around with an excursion and a trailer behind trying to sell tools. He finally got himself a replacement truck from the money that he got. Trying to get himself back into full business.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm technically known as a sales engineer. Work for a company in Spartanburg. We make specialty fan and dust collection equipment. And I'm the sales guy for that side of the business. The other side of the business is commercial air conditioning parts and pieces.
Roger. I'll be honest with you. I tried that salesman position before, and I couldn't do it.
A special certain person with little IQ.
They say little IQ because you have to know the stuff you're selling and then how to figure out to get people to want to buy it.
Yeah, I was just joking. I'm an engineer, but, you know, I've just been doing this for so long. I'm a less than 10 years till the house is paid off, then I get to make some real decisions.
About that time, you'll be ready to start thinking about retirement.
I'll be thinking about that now.
Then about it whenever the first grandkid popped out. Now I've got 3 grandkids. All 3 of my kids are grown up and moved out, and I still can't figure out what I want to do when I grow up.
Got those big trucks.
But the big trucks when the kids moved out. I spent 15 years working in the mental health industry before that.
Mother-in-law last year, but he was a union driver for a local freight company, CF, for, I don't know, 30 years.
That's how the trucker life actually ends up hitting the family.
The shorter local delivery trucks, not the cab overs, just the little, the shorter trucks, though. They used to drive those around New Orleans. 30 years.
Like driving through New Orleans, much less spending 30 years driving within it.
I think he only had one accident. He pulled out. He was in the quarter, and he looked down the correct way on a one-way street. No traffic, pulled out, and the guy hit him going the wrong way. He got the ticket.
Wreck in 30 years, that's a good record in my viewpoint.
You know, I guess I should have interviewed him, but I put that the wrong way. I get married to his daughter, and I had to go through driving lessons all over again for the first 10 years, you know what I mean?
My wife still doesn't think I know how to drive, even though I spend 11 hours a day behind the wheel.
When she tells me to do something, I say, yes, ma'am, how high, how far?
My son got married. I pulled him off to the side and told him, look, there's 2 words that you need to understand and put locked in your vocabulary. Yes, dear.
Long marriage.
Grandfather lived to be 101, and whenever he turned 100, he kicked all the women out of the house and brought all the men of the family in, and we had 3 generations standing there next to him, and he told us all that if he couldn't figure out women in 100 years, the rest of us shouldn't even bother trying and just go ahead and find one we like and recognize they're all crazy.
Don't have anything to say about that. There's nothing to add. N6CLX.
Up for a good rig, Chiefs. If there's anything else on your mind today, go ahead and throw it on out there.
Tom, 0TR, was here with his wife, Bernice. I'd like to hear his comments. I'm just racing down I-85 at the unbelievable speed of 70.
Seeing that, I'm stuck in a governed truck, so I'm doing 62 whenever I'm going on flatland. Lord knows how slow I'll get going uphill, because I'm fully loaded today, so I'm sitting just shy of 80,000 pounds. And then downhill, the governor likes to stop me and slow me down at about 67.
Especially in that Saluda area, that's seen its share of 18-wheeler wrecks lately.
I've come to the conclusion a lot of the people that are around here never drive any of the mountains out in the far west, because that Saluda grade, while it's a nice long grade, if you know how to run your Jake brake properly, you should never overheat your brakes on it. And I see people overheat their brakes on the Saluda grade all the time.
No, I'll stay with that timer, N6CLX. The secret is don't use your dang brakes.
Wow. 5 righty. Yeah, you're right, and that's where hitting the jake brake and picking the right gear is the trick, because all the jake brake does is slow down your compression so your RPMs will hold you.
I've got a... We own a Class A motorhome, and father-in-law took me aside and said, here's one rule. Whatever gear you go up the hill in is the gear you use on the other side.
Well, with some of the big rigs, the only big difference is if you're in one of these newer ones that's got the aerodynamic front end, you might actually have to be two gears lower coming down the other side.
But if you see my motorhome, it's a 2003, there's nothing aerodynamic about that front end.
I'm pushing the brick through the air.
All I have to do is ride behind the 18-wheeler.
Lights aren't on whenever you poke out around the sides. I don't care.
I just stay in this area and then occasionally go down to the New Orleans area. There's something you won't hear in your truck. My...
You're illegal in a lot of states I drive through, and... You know, the speed of this truck being governed at 62 mile an hour, it's pretty rare that I'm speeding.
What other state besides Virginia is it illegal in?
It's the worst, but New York has a law against them that if you get caught running them, it's, I want to say, a $150 fine. It's not as bad as what Virginia does. California has an anti-radar law. But once again, it's not like Virginia. Virginia's the worst. In Virginia, you get caught with it, they'll literally take it off your dash and take it with them. I think those are the big ones. Washington State, if you have a radar detector, you're pretty much guaranteeing you're going to get a ticket. And pretty much if it's a democratically controlled state, you can put money on it that if a cop sees you with one, you're going to end up with a ticket.
Southern red states have at it. NASCAR, baby.
Radar detector mounted on the handlebar of my motorcycle. I was going through Virginia, had it unplugged the whole nine yards. Got pulled over, and the cop went to try to take it off my handlebar, and he broke it. Asked me why it was tapped so hard. I said, because people like you come up trying to take it off my handlebars.
I'd stuff it in the console when I hit Virginia. We go up there every few years.
Truckers, their own rigs, they actually have them installed permanently where it comes out through the grill of their truck.
This model here, I actually could get a separate unit, like a stealth mode unit. You can hide it, but I don't want to spend the money. I'm losing you. This is N6CLX. I'll be monitoring you.